Welcome to the Real Estate Trainer Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Eisenhower. I'm the CEO and founder of ICC, or Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. ICC is one of the largest real estate coaching companies in the world, with thousands of clients and a large team of the most accomplished coaches in the industry, who coach many of the highest producing real estate agents, teams, and broker owners in North America. I'm lucky enough to be a best-selling author myself, with over 10 books published, and I'm frequently a keynote speaker and presenter for many of the largest real estate companies in the world. I've spent my career creating training materials, courses, and other coaching and training content dedicated to transforming the real estate industry and real estate agents that work within it. You can find more content on my website, the world's leading production training website for real estate agents, at therealestatetrainer.com. That's therealestatetrainer.com. Now on this podcast, I'll share tips, success stories, and training for agents and brokers looking to increase their business income while maintaining a balanced life. So whether you are a new licensee, a solo agent, a real estate team leader, or maybe a team member, a broker owner, or a manager, you are guaranteed to learn something new on each and every podcast episode. Real estate is a game of databases. It is not a game of relationships. It is if you're a small-time agent. If you're going to be a big-time agent, it's a game of databases, which means you need to have contact information for lots of people. You can always tell the worth of a real estate agent by the thoroughness and size of their databases. And we've talked about all of the different ways that we can market to people we do know through our sphere of influence. Now I'd like to talk a little bit about marketing to people we don't know, but there's still a target market. And typically we do that geographically, right? So we'll market to people we do know. That's our sphere of influence, the people we know, or at least we know someone who knows somebody. You know, maybe we're loose acquaintances on Facebook. Either way, we recognize who each of us are by name, okay? Even though we haven't talked in years or maybe even never spoken, I might have just liked your post 100 times and you've liked mine a few times, you know, and so we're kind of cool with each other, even though we haven't really met. So we're familiar with each other. That's your sphere of influence. I'm talking about going outside of that and marketing to a group of people that we don't yet know. And usually we call that farming. And the most popular type of farming out there is geographic farming. So we're going to farm people within a certain geography or neighborhood or community, okay? So one of the key ways to do this, you know, and this is very popular right now because we have such a low inventory market, it really, really becomes lucrative to market towards, A, obviously your spheres first and foremost. So don't ever think I'm saying do this instead of your sphere. You should all be calling your sphere left and right because a lot of them are thinking about selling right now. We should be doing those annual property reviews that I showed you right now and making sure that we're telling people how much the homes they own are worth right now. But once we get through those people, or in addition to working with those people, we should be targeting certain neighborhoods we want to work in. Okay. And the first thing we do is we create databases for them. Okay. So we need to get the names, addresses. We can now even get email addresses. Again, that costs money, marketing expenses. If you want to play, you're going to have to play. I showed you that already, right? Jeff let me open the door. That's why he's my freaking favorite, is because he let me show you that 10% of your GCI should go to marketing. So you might have to spend $500 to $1,000 a year for 1 year to buy some email addresses, phone number, okay?
This is your chance to see us in person. Join us at the ICC Summit along with the real estate industry's top producers as we gather together on the central coast of California for a weekend of masterminding, productivity training, and networking that you won't forget. Visit ICCSummit2021.com to learn more and use promo code PODCASTEARLYBIRD to get 20% off your registration. Register at the link in our show notes before spots are filled.
There is a company, my favorite company, and you can get a discount if you put this in. I'll type it in. It's Cole Information. A lot of you have it. Maybe if Candace, if you're watching, maybe you can throw a link in there to it. Say you're with Eisenhower and you get some discount.
Doesn't that come with our board dues, the Cole? Is that Cole?
It might. Some boards do pay for it. You might. Check with your board to see if they don't give you something that's free.
I have to go back and look now, but I think VCCAR offers it.
Could be. I think Walter's right, guys. I mean, I would certainly check with your association and see if there's not some data information service. And here's what I would ask. I'd ask it this way. Do you guys provide members a service that provides us with the names, email addresses, physical addresses, and phone numbers of specific neighborhoods? Those four things: names, physical address, email address, phone number of specific neighborhoods. Some do, some don't. I will say most don't. But more and more are starting to, because associations of realtors are slowly starting to learn that agents really don't care about what they do for us political. We really want you to give us free stuff that help us make money. Thank God they're finally learning. It's been a long time coming. Make sense? But you can also go to Call Information, say you're with Eisenhower Coaching, because you are, you're listening to me. Use that discount. And it ends up, here's what you're gonna do. You know, it's a subscription, right? You know, just buy it for the minimum amount. It's either 3 months or 6 months, and then export what you need. And then you can cancel it if you don't want it anymore. So you could export the databases of the neighborhoods that you're looking to farm. You could upload them into your CRM and put groups like Meadowbrook Estates, Summerfield Estates, and you can create farm groups. And now you've got databases. Okay, you guys are all looking at their websites. Stop it. I can tell. It's so easy to tell. Like, it's so, he's such a giveaway. You guys are all.
Here, let me.
It's not going anywhere. I am. So what happens? So you can group them individually. Okay. And market to them. Now I'm going to warn you, you're only going to probably get 40% of the email addresses for a neighborhood. And you're going to be like, dang, I want them all. I know you do. But guess what? We've never had them all. You're all lucky, because I've never gotten any email addresses when I sold real estate. I didn't even have the interwebs. I didn't have freaking technology, because it didn't exist yet. Like, there's a lot of people that didn't have any of this. And we did it with mailers and puffy paints. So you guys had 40% of the emails. Use them. They will be awesome. You can slowly grow your farm database of the other 60%. You might get 50, you might get 60% email addresses. You might get 50% of the cell phone numbers, but you will get cell phone numbers. So bulk testing for neighborhood open house and stuff can work. You should get all the physical addresses, and you should get all of the names of the people that own them. That makes sense. Okay. So once you have this database of these target neighborhoods that you want to target, now we can start doing lots of fun things with it. Okay. Lots of fun things. And a lot of the teams that we coach, you know, they get their business from a few pillars, and their sphere of influence is usually a major pillar. And, you know, getting some business from their farms is often a major pillar as well, too. It's usually the second biggest pillar. Open houses becomes a very big part of the farming aspect, especially in this market. I know that sometimes they sell too fast. You think you can't hold an open house. It's not true. You should still hold two open houses per each listing. You just got to learn how to hold them faster. Sometimes they buy leads. That can be another one. Sometimes they prospect for expireds. Circle prospecting ties in beautifully with farming around your neighborhoods. So a lot of things weave in with farming well. Okay. But I'm not going to digress into all of those right now. I could do that all day long. And we covered a lot of them on this, and we'll continue to cover them. Right now, I want to talk a little bit. I want to give you some things. I want to give you some email templates that you guys can use, that you can customize in your CRMs in command, that I can show you that are very popular in this low inventory market. And this is something we've been doing with our clients. I love to do them in May, June, and July. Those are the big listing months. Okay, so you really, right now we want to do a lot of email and mail marketing to listings for the we need listings or we have a buyer, okay? So let me show you what a couple of those look like. So what we'll do is we'll send a quick email to them. It could also be a letter. So you'll see that we have letters and emails. I like, you know, what I do is I have all of my clients send out an email and a letter to everyone in their farms. The email's free, but it only goes to about 40 or 50% of them because we only have so many email addresses, but everybody gets the letter, okay? And it basically says, you know, this is after it just sold. We'll basically said, we need more listings because we have tons of buyers and we got a lot of activity. And this could be any we had a listing, anyone in your office, you can refer to we, okay? So we can change this I to a we, so long as we, someone in your office, sold a home in that neighborhood, we definitely, I guarantee you, I can do it right now. Anybody have any buyers that can't find a house? Anyone? Please raise your hand if you do. See, look around. Everybody's raising their hand. So you can now say you've been to a class where everybody said they need it, because I'm pretty sure we're not lying right now. I'm pretty sure it's true for every freaking neighborhood that if you put up a listing in the MLS, there are going to be people all over that thing. Okay? So we, the royal we of the real estate world, of the cooperating broker MLS, need listings in your neighborhood. Because we do. We need inventory. I don't think anybody's missing the boat on that one. Everybody gets that, right? Okay? So we send out this brief little letter. Just tell them that. We've got buyers. We need listings. Because we do. Okay? So we'll rotate that 1 week. Then we'll do some other just listed, just sold marketing, which I'll come back to in a minute. And then we might rotate in another style of we need listings email. Don't worry, I'll share these all with you. And this one might say, hey, we have these buyers. Here's our hit list. Here's what we need. So you just go to all your buyers you have in your buyer pipeline and you basically put in rough 3-bed, 2-bath, need this garage. Here's our prices. Again, these are median home prices, undershooting most of you. But basically here's what I need in each county. And I would make the counties big. That way you can market them to a large portion of people. So you start saying, here's what I'm looking for. Anybody have any do any of you have a 3-bedroom, 2-bath with more than 2,000 square feet or whatnot? So you get very specific in your request while we're trying to diversify our message. It's really the same message. We need listings. But don't lie. So let's talk about active things we need. You might have to go to a meeting in your office and try to find out what some of your other pals in there need for their clients. That's fine. We can stretch the we to them too. Then you send this email out and you send that mailer out, okay? Then we might do the same thing in a paragraph form. Really the same thing here. Don't worry, I will give you this as well too, where we basically explain, hey, we've got this property. Here's a little bit about the people. Don't worry, it's not a love letter. So we're not getting an offer accepted. So you can't discriminate. We're just looking for listings. So as we move through here, we got these people, their name's the Andersons. They got a couple kids. We're looking for a 4-bedroom, 2-bath. So we're trying to send this letter out on their behalf. Okay. Same thing, email, mailer. Okay. So what, and I will share all three of those with you, if I don't do it right now. So we're doing that. And the reason we're doing that is because we want to market to these people over and over again without annoying them, because we don't know them. So they don't receive our marketing like our SOI would. We don't want to be spam. So what we're doing is showing them that we're doing this to provide great customer service for our buyer clients. Does this make sense? So it's always marketing, look at me hustle for my clients. And oh, by the way, if you list with me, we might be able to get your home sold without ever going through the hassle of putting it up on the market. It's that easy. And right now sellers know that. They know it's that easy. We don't have to convince them. For the first time in a long time, they're hearing it all over the news. So if you can tell them it could be that easy without you having to like let hundreds of people through your house and all that, they'll take the short route. Trust me. We care about convenience. They care so much more about convenience than they do about top dollar. I cannot even tell you. Trust me. People like speed a lot more than money, AKA Amazon Prime, convenience store. People will pay a marked up price for ease of use like you wouldn't believe. And that's very true in real estate. If they can get around being disrupted in their house because they think that you might have someone, they will call you, okay? So get in front of them a lot, and that's hustling. And then what most farmers will do is they'll start to get listings from these activities. And then it's just marketing coming soon, just listed, sale pending, under contract, and just sold. We weave those in. Why? That's me again hustling for my sellers now, showing my success again. So all the marketing you're getting from me is just evidence of my success. But it's not what most people do, just send out a just listed and a just sold mailer after every listing. That's not farming, guys, and that barely ever works. You got to stay in a neighborhood and you got to weave in all these touches. It's about consistency. It's not about quitting. Have you ever gone fishing and trolled on the way in? You almost never catch anything. But if you troll all day, you catch marlin. For those of you who know how to fish. I don't know if you're all sport fishers or not, but the point of the matter is you got to stay with it. You got to be consistent. So if you continue to market, pretty soon they'll start to see all the success. If, for example, if I do a coming soon email, a just listed mailer, a just listed email, an open house email, an under contract email, a sale pending email once contingencies close, then a just list, then a just sold email and a just sold mailer. So I do five emails and two mailers for each listing. That's seven touches for one house. Do you realize everybody's going to think I sold 15 houses in there? They're not paying that close of attention. They'd be crazy to list with anybody else. And I know none of you will do that. And that's why it was so easy for me to sell real estate, because I knew none of you could just stay with it. None of you are going to hire admin support to stay on it. You're too busy right now. Jeff is bogged down. He's not going to get that coming soon out in time. Then it's just listed. And by the time he even gets the open house scheduled, he gets offers. Now he's got to present four offers. We can't even hold the open house. He's happy he doesn't have to hold it. I'm like, no, 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 we're holding it anyway. And I'm going to hold another one the week after, because I'm going to keep putting the screws to that buyer. Even though they got it under contract, they're still going to ask for request repairs. So I'm going to let them know I'm trolling for backup offers in case you get too aggressive now that you've taken me off the market. That's why I kick Jeff's butt every time, because I work harder because I got an admin. And that's how the top agents do it. They can just market more. They can market more. And that's what this is. This is me showing everyone how hard I work. None of this is, hey, I'm Brian, call me. Here's me and my dog and my two kids. This is me showing you that I'm working for my buyer clients and I'm working for my seller clients. And I'm evidencing that I'm kicking butt. And after 6 months of doing this, everybody's going to think I'm the number one agent in the area, even if I just had one listing. Pretty soon I get a second listing and my mailers contain a just listed and a sale pending right next to it. I'm not going to send multiple emails every single day with all my listings in that neighborhood, but I'm going to glump them all together and evidence the fact that I'm dominating the market and that all my tactics work. And you'd be crazy not to list with me, because you know that no other agent is ever going to do all this stuff. Make sense? So these are the templates we're going to use. Lastly, I got one more I want to show you. And this is a very important one, because once you get those emails, we want to make sure that we then go back into your CRM and set them all up on listing e-alerts, okay? So remember what a listing e-alert email is. You typically use them for your buyers, right? So your buyers are looking for a house. You type in three bedrooms, price range minimum here, maximum here, in this part of town, right? And then anytime a listing comes up that meets their criteria, they get an email, okay? So we're gonna flip it upside down and use it for farming for sellers, so that if I go to Summerfield Estates and those 4,000 homes, I'm going to take all the email addresses and set them up on the exact same listing e-alert search criteria, so that anytime any listing comes up for sale in Summerfield Estates, it goes back to the residents of Summerfield Estates from me. A, as if it was my listing. B, I'm the one that's letting them know first. And they'll love it, because people love to be the first to know when one of their neighbor's homes goes up for sale. They love to look through the property. They want to, look at all the photos of the home. And this is an email explaining how it's going to come to you. So I send this email out first. And here's something I'm doing for all of you residents of Summerfield Estates. So be ready for these emails. And you're going to start being the first to see it. You're going to know all the property. You're going to be able to look through all their photos, all the details, compare it against your house, see how your home is increasing in value as each one of these homes sells. So it's just a service I provide to all the Summerfield realtors, or to all the Summerfield agents, because I'm the real estate agent of choice in Summerfield. So I'm going to keep providing this to you, so you're aware of how your home's increasing in value and how your market and neighborhood's going up in value, and keep you in the loop with regards to real estate needs. So now I'm weaving these in. So these emails are going to start coming as well too. And these are usually done by your CRM. Your MLS provides this service to you. So you got lots of options where you can do this. I like to send this intro email out first that lets them know the value of why I'm doing this. Because oftentimes if you don't, I also like to, this is a great excuse to call them all, or even a bulk text, because you got their phone numbers too, right? So I'm gonna throw this in there too. Because you've got their phone numbers, now you can go through and call every single one of them, or just do like a straight to voicemail drop. There we go, just drop that in. And then I'm gonna drop in a module on my SOI course called Module 17 that really gives you all of the scripts that you will need to be able to make some of those phone calls after you sat and before you set up the listing e-alert searches, right? So this is the whole written work, student workbook, if you were to take my SOI course online. with one of my online courses. But you're going to see here that as we get to the end, we are going to actually provide you with quite a few of the scripts through here and some of the talking points that you can use. Anyway, I'm not going to go through all of those. I dropped them in the chat room there so you can actually download that yourself and take a look at those, if that makes sense. Sound good? All right. So those are going to be your real estate email templates for geographic farming. I tried to get that out as fast as I can to you. I hope you get to download all of those. And go ahead and look through that SOI module for some of those scripts so you can call and let people know that you're setting up on those. There's actually some Facebook posts in there that you can actually post out there to start letting people know. Some strategies about retargeting Facebook ads at those neighborhoods by uploading those email addresses into Facebook and then running ads back at people that live in that neighborhood. So you do a lot. If you're going to farm, you must start with the email addresses, guys. You must start with the email addresses. Real estate is a game of databases. It is not a game of relationships. It is if you're a small-time agent. If you're going to be a big-time agent, it's a game of databases, which means you need to have contact information for lots of people. Most people start with their sphere of influence, and then they have a secondary database for something like a target market that we haven't yet broken into, like a geographic farm. You're going to need to get those databases together. You need to cultivate them. You need to grow them. Then you market to them. You can always tell the worth of a real estate agent by the thoroughness and size of their databases.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Real Estate Trainer Podcast, sponsored by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. For more information about real estate coaching or to watch my training videos, check out therealestatetrainer.com or join our Facebook called the Real Estate Agent Roundtable. Thanks again.